Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Here was Shams Charania on ESPN yesterday, just after the Kevin Durant trade to the Rockets was announced. This is Shams Charania, ESPN NBA reporter, on the deal coming together.
His two preferred destinations, the Houston Rockets and the Miami Heat, essentially competing against each other, bidding on making Kevin Durant deals. And the Rockets, at the end of the day, made the best offer with Jalen Green, a prolific scorer, Dylan Brooks, 3-and-D, tough player. But most importantly, the number 10 overall pick. And why is that important? The NBA draft is on Wednesday in New York. And so it was very important for them to get this deal done before that point. But remember back at the NBA trade deadline, Kevin Durant was blindsided when he was included in any conversation around the league. Now he had some level of driver's seat position because he was in the last year of his deal, an expiring contract. But listen, around the league, make no mistake, the Houston Rockets made this trade because they are in win-now mode. Mm-hmm. They want to go win a championship.
Yeah, I believe, Seth, also, as we welcome you back in here, Payne and Pendergast, Kevin Durant, a Houston Rocket. The Oklahoma City Thunder are the NBA champions as well. There was a Game 7 last night that we'll get to in headlines. I think there's got to be an element with Raphael Stone and with the Fertittas where they took a look around the NBA landscape in the playoffs. I mean, you and I have said this a few times throughout the playoffs after they got knocked out in the first round in a series where I thought they were the better team over seven games. Their three wins were very convincing wins. The Warriors' four wins, by and large, were not as convincing. They were close games. The Rockets, I think you look around, you go, man, we're right there. We can play with all these teams right now. Oklahoma City went to seven games with the four seed in the West and the four seed in the East. Like they're a good team. They're a great defensive team. They are not, in my opinion, not an all-time team that's just going to rip through the league for the next 4 years. This version of the Rockets, and you nailed it perfectly, like the length of Kevin Durant, like you watch some of the things the Pacers were not able to do last night, especially once Tyrese Halliburton got hurt. They were just locked down. They were just swallowed up by OKC's length. I don't think that happens with the Houston Rockets.
All of the spacing issues and all of it, I don't want to say it goes away, but, man, you'd be hard-pressed to find another option to just immediately fix so many of the offensive issues. They got to get together. They got to integrate into the offense, et cetera, et cetera. But the biggest question for me is just the age and the health. And the age isn't a question of, oh, well, he's on the decline. He's still a very, very effective shooter. He's still one of the best shooters in the league. It's just the availability. I worry about the potential injuries over the next few years. So this load management is going to be key. And whatever happens, look, the Rockets have already shown that they're just fine during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Now, that was with Jalen Green, but you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
It's what were you putting on the floor against teams like the Warriors who have a really good defense? And what are you doing in the last 5 minutes of the game when those second chance points dry up, the transition, you're not going to get as many opportunities in transition against the really good teams in the last 5 minutes against another really good team. The shooting has to be one of the things you rely on, and they just didn't have that last year.
Yeah, if I'm OKC, I don't know. I mean, OKC is too focused on planning their parade right now to worry about what other teams in the conference were doing. But if this
the
were to happen,
the buses are ready to go.
They were very much ready to go.
Yeah.
And that got Rick Carlisle very angry. Once OKC, the dust is settled and the confetti has all hit the ground and they sit back and take a look, I would be going, man, I wish they'd traded him to Miami instead of Houston. Get him out of the Western Conference. Kevin Durant, that is.
Yeah.
Get him out of the Western Conference. So I love this. I love what it does with the matchup with OKC. And I love the fact that they didn't have to give up any of the assets that I felt. I put it this way. I am more upset they gave up Dylan Brooks in this trade than that they gave up Jalen Green in this trade.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jalen Green's got the higher upside and he may have the brighter future. For the purposes of what they brought to the team and potentially could bring to a team this coming season, you know, Dylan Brooks absolutely played a big role in this team going from being the dregs to being a team that had a lot of dog in this team and was a very good defensive team. He was crucial piece.
That is the one big thing. It's not as simple as just, you know, plugging Kevin Durant in and then you're good to go. The Green and Brooks combined for 65 minutes per game.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge chunk of playing time. So I guess that's the second part of this deal that, even though on paper I really, really like it, you are going to have to replace those minutes with more than just Kevin Durant, and those young guys are obviously going to have to take the proverbial next step up.
Tari Eason has to stay healthy. You know, he can't be a guy where you can't be load managing Tari Eason like he's 37 years old, like they had to do during the regular season last year. So he needs to stay healthy. And I think Reed Sheppard probably gets a bigger role. Cam Whitmore, to your point, Seth, Cam Whitmore may now have a role on this team, which he was, you know, he was upset at times last year.
Yeah, I guess for the existing younger players, Tari Eason, Reed Sheppard, Cam Whitmore, Jabari Smith Jr., this expands things
for those guys. Yeah. Now, I think this begs the question that we tease into the segment. Are the Rockets done yet? You know, are they done? Like the fact that they didn't have to completely empty the chamber to get Kevin Durant, they still have a ton of draft capital, first round premium draft capital for the next 6 years and they've still got these young guys that you and I just got done talking about. I could easily see one of them getting mixed in a trade when you factor in that they've still got the mid-level exception to use on a veteran guy if they want to.
And I think also that Durant's a very, very good shooter, and he's shooting well above 40% on his threes, but he's not a volume three-point shooter. So there's still room for snipers to come in and guys who you can just rely on. Obviously, you're hoping Reed Sheppard becomes one of those guys. Mm-hmm. But that's a really good point, Sean. We don't know exactly what they're going to be doing over the next week.
They might not be less than a week. Yeah, they might not be done. The draft's in a couple of days. They might not be done yet. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. They've got. I would still venture to say, even after making a Kevin Durant trade, that I'd be hard pressed to find a trade that the Rockets couldn't make if they want to. You know, maybe if Giannis becomes available, there's somebody that's got more out there that Milwaukee might want to get Giannis, something like that. But, man, the Rockets, I mean, OKC obviously has a ton of stuff, but they're the champs. I don't think they're going and dismantling the team to add somebody. Everybody's got to come at them. They've got a ton of first-round picks. But, boy, the Rockets, I mean, they've got to be among the two still, even after this deal, still among the two or three or four best-positioned teams in the NBA to still go get more high-level talent if they want to.
The odds improved for the Rockets in the West and in terms of NBA championship odds. So for the NBA championships right now, after the trade, the Rockets are the fourth most favored team to win the championship after Oklahoma City, Cleveland, and the Knicks.
Okay. Well, that changed because
the Knicks are interesting.
That move then, because, or maybe you and I are looking at different outlets. The one that at the right of the trade, I went on with Meltzer yesterday.
Yeah,
and on Mad Dog Radio, and he coming out of the break, he was looking at the odds, and the Rockets were number two.
Yeah,
behind
I saw
OKC.
That one too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, so they're probably
either way.
It's probably all over the place with different places.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, this is it's made them the clear cut number two team in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
No question about that.
And who knows what the hell happens with the Knicks?
That's
the other big. Other than look, there was an NBA championship won last night, and yet Kevin Durant and Tyrese Halliburton seem to be the biggest story. So at least one of those stories involves the actual championship.
Yeah, it took one of the faces of this postseason to shred his Achilles in the game for the NBA Finals to get on the level of the Kevin Durant.
But even on that, I think the bigger story became Skip Bayless tweeting out that the Pacers were building in an excuse already for
injured.
This was 4 minutes. 4 minutes before he tore his Achilles. Bayless apparently thought like they were making an excuse for Halliburton by saying he had a calf strain. A lot of people saw the tweet and thought that he was saying this after the injury, like they were faking it or something. But it was still, he was still really, really wrong in acting like he was faking some kind of issue. This is the third Achilles tendon tear we've seen in the NBA this year after a player was playing through a calf strain. So people are freaking the hell out about this.
We've got to find that audio because that's an early Tinkermania.
It was a tweet.
Oh, he just tweeted it. Okay, he didn't say it. Damn it. Okay. Because Stephen A. Smith had a horrible take yesterday too, but it was a tweet. Hopefully he says it today on First Take. where he's imploring the Rockets to go get Russell Westbrook now. Like, get, what are you doing?
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, he is drunk. Yeah, he's drunk. Hey, let's touch on the Astros here for a minute. Yesterday was a fun day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now 0-2 and hits the ball well. There is a multi-hit game for Jeremy Peña. He hits one to the wall. Luis Guillorme being waved around third. Here comes the relay throw by Newman, and safe at home plate. The ball gets away from Ohapi with a head first slide. Astros take a 7-5 lead. Peña ends up at third.
There you go. Jeremy Peña, a couple hits yesterday. RBI double. That was good to see. And the Astros win 8-7. Kind of your classic, just a lot of loose baseball going on out there.
It was really, really stressful. Yeah. Josh Hader gives up a home run to turn it into a one run game.
Yeah,
It was fun to see the Astros go back and forth where they were scoring scoring prodigiously,
manufacturing some
standards.
Runs. Yeah,
that was fun. That was a lot of fun. We had an Altuve egregious base running error,
mm-hmm.
which was because who can really expect anybody to keep track of how many outs there are? So thought there were two outs, and he took off running maybe before the pitcher even started his motion. I don't know.
That was the best. The best part of that was the not knowing the number of outs. Like, okay, yeah, no, we've seen Altuve take off early, but he gets picked off, and then he's out, and he's doing the thing where they take their helmet off and put their batting gloves in the helmet and are handing it to the first base coach so someone can bring their glove out. And Dave Clark is like, no, you got to – there's two outs. You got to go to the dugout. Take your helmet and your batting gloves and get the hell in the dugout right now. Oh, my God. And boy, he had some plays in the field. Like, oh, my God.
I didn't see that play where he had the base running error. And I came back in. I was like, what'd he do? I think I was in the bathroom and I saw my Twitter timeline went, and the pitcher was on the mound and standing there, and Brandy was like, he took off now. Like, well, the pitcher was like, she on that next.
Oh, the next pitch.
Whoever.
If Altuve was on first, this would have been when he took off. Oh my God, that's funny. That is funny. Yeah. So 8-7, they take two out of three. They haven't lost a series in a long, long time. The Astros. This is how you kind of build a lead like they have. They're just kind of workmanlike, sort of just building this lead in the AL West.
I think if there was one thing we've seen this weekend, though, too, and we knew that it was probably going to happen. It's like, okay, Brandon Walter,
the young pitcher,
Ryan Gusto, these various guys who have done really well over the course of the last few weeks. All of them are not going to continue on a Cy Young pace. Okay,
you know what's funny about both those guys is they both pitched six innings. So if you told me like before the game, like, hey man, I didn't get to see the game. How did Walter do? He pitched six innings. Oh, yeah. How many runs did he give up? Like one, two, seven?
Seven. Yeah.
Seven?
Don't worry. Gusto went six innings. Yeah. How many runs? Just five.
Just five. I mean, he's way better than Walter. Yeah. So, right. Maybe a little, that level of guy. Now, we get Colton Gordon in this upcoming first game against the Phillies here. So.
Right. All I was hoping for was one of those guys to emerge.
Yeah.
So, one of those guys. Can one of these guys be the one that you didn't, he was a wild card, you didn't know much about him beforehand, but now, hey, look, here we are.
Yeah.
We'll see. If one of those guys can emerge. The pitchers coming back from injury front, there's nothing exciting or scintillating right now. I mean, Javier and JP France are the only guys who are really building back up right now. So you're looking at, I mean, for Garcia and Arrigetti.
Yeah.
You're more than a month out with either of those guys.
Yep.
So it's not like you're not going to get huge relief before the trade deadline, or at least when you can start to make a decision based on it.
Fromber tomorrow, Colton Gordon Wednesday, Hunter Brown in the businessman special on Thursday out at Daikin Park. Phillies and Cubs coming to town this week. That's fun, man. That's a lot of fun. We'd be talking about that a ton. except the Rockets traded for Kevin Durant yesterday, and that's a huge, huge story, not just in Houston, but around the league. All right, so let's get up to speed in headlines here in the next segment. We'll circle back to the Durant trade yesterday, get you the details on that. We have a new NBA champion in our midst, and we'll dive a little deeper on the Astros because there is news other than just the results from this weekend that we'll get to as well. That's all coming up next. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.